company in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. we have Dr. Betty Martini back, and occasionally Betty is at different times. But Dr. Betty, your website address, so people can actually check out the information. I had an interesting discussion with people. Unfortunately, these people are relatives. They think they know better than Dr. Bill, and they think the information will go away if Dr. Bill goes away. And I think people need to understand, if I want to be a stand-up comedian, I would say, look, I'm going to crack a joke while people are eating their munchies in Los Angeles, say, every couple months, and getting drunk. And I'd say, you know what? How many people here are having a cocktail with aspartame-laced drink? And they'd put up their hands. I said, don't worry. We're taking off your embalming when you die. How's that?
That's pretty good, because what's happening. You know, there's nothing any worse than the Croco study that shows how the methanol converts to formaldehyde and that it embalms living tissue and turns tissues to plastic. And think about all that formaldehyde that is, just increasing in the cells. And then I was talking to someone on the chairman of the board. I'm also on the American Anti-Cancer Institute, and I was in New York. And she said, I've been talking to some funeral directors, and they said that they've cut down formaldehyde 25% because they come in so much embalmed. And, we know that's aspartame, but there's nothing we can do about it. But we have cut down the embalming at least 25%, using 25% less formaldehyde.
Now, let me go over what, we had this recent movie out now called Avengers Endgame. But people don't want to believe that there is an endgame going on right now. That endgame of people like in the FDA, the Fatal Drugs Allowed people, that made a public statement to you, and we mentioned this in previous shows, that it's almost similar to this legislator, this black legislator in Alabama, said, he was protesting the fact that they passed this Alabama law protecting the unborn, that you can't do an abortion unless it's, of course, the health of the mother, which is really, to be honest with you, I've never seen it. Or some other, the child has got such a severe anomaly, they're not going to survive birth anyway, which is also extremely rare. And his main statement was, well, we can kill him now or we can kill him later. In other words, we give him an electric chair at, say, 28 years of age, or we can kill him now in utero. The fact is, they're killing us now with aspartame, soil depleted from minerals, glyphosates and other toxins and genetically modified food that are not acceptable to our genes. And at the top of these bad guys are aspartame, Adventame, Splenda, which is basically chlorinated sugar. It's an optical isomer. What people don't understand, I'm working on novel ways to detoxify, but it's not an easy process. In fact, I talked to Dr. Risto Vujdani at a conference last year about making a custom-made test against aspartame. And we could do it, but it'd be expensive as hell, he told me, where we'd actually have to create an antibody against aspartame, which is a tripeptide attached to, say, human serum albumin, and you measure the titer. Now, that's doable, and I may check and see if I can get another lab to do it for me, like Dr. William Shaw at Great Plains Lab, because aspartame and its similar molecules are poisoning the hell out of the population. The rate of death in Alzheimer's disease and heart failure, which is all tied to things like mitochondrial failure, is increasing dramatically. In Britain, it's the number one cause of death is Alzheimer's. I would like to change the name of aspartame to kills your brain, or fries your brain. Fries your brain,
And it does that, and it's been proven.
Well, there's been a 7-point drop in IQ each decade for 3 decades. So the average IQ now, compared to, say, 30 years ago, let's say, 1989, is an IQ of 82 compared to 130 years ago. People are not getting smarter. They're getting sicker, and they're getting stupider, and they're getting sterile. And it's all tied to the toxic things, and aspartame is right up at the top of that list of bad things that we're doing to ourselves, including mineral-depleted soil and use of glyphosates and other toxic pesticides. And now we've got scalar radiation that amplifies the effects of these toxins. Cell phones, smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and now they want 5G network, not only every roadway and every building, but also from space. So every square inch of the Earth will be covered by 5G network, which is also electrotoxic because it interferes with normal cell metabolism. So, Literally, I've heard reports when you talked about this on the last show that people that drink a lot of aspartame, they don't need to be embalmed. In fact, the formaldehyde actually seeps in their skin as they die. The problem is it also makes diketopiperazine, which is a molecule that's in jet fuel. You don't need jet fuel in your body. And methyl alcohol and make you blind. This is pretty bad stuff, but again, remember, aspartame and aspartame-like molecules are now proliferating. There's new names for them now, so it's hard for people to keep track. Is there a subpage on your website where people can go to find the other names of what they call them? Because, like in Britain, and in chewable pharmaceuticals now, they're adding aspartame everywhere. If they turn a pill into a chewable, they add aspartame to it, don't they?
Yes, in fact, Dr. Walton told me that regardless, as far as gum is concerned, whether it says it or not, it all has aspartame in it. So it you know, it doesn't make any difference. In Britain, incidentally, aspartame is called Canderel. Now, the countries, it's called Benevia, Amino Sweet. In New Zealand, it just says 951. And I was discussing with someone in Parliament. She says, you know, if we were to go and ask people all over New Zealand what 951 is, how many do you think would even know what that is? That's also the E number in England. But what bothers me is that the pop companies are trying to convince the world. Now, I read a report the other day, there's 650 million obese people, is that it's coming from sugar. So they put a sugar tax,
right,
when it's really coming from aspartame. And so we finally get companies to get rid of aspartame, and they're putting it back in because they think that it is the sugar that's making people obese, and it's emphatically the aspartame. I went to Spain to see Lady Davies, who is our Mission Possible Spain. And
right.
She, when I first met her, she was a huge woman. When I came there, I said, my goodness, where did you go? She said, off of aspartame, I lost 90 pounds. And Dr. Roberts says, usually, you know, immediately you lose about 19 pounds just getting off of it.
Right.
So now they're putting it in things completely unlabeled. And
there's two reasons why that's happening. Number one, it raises the body's output of insulin, which makes your fat cells push calories into fat cell. Second, it raises cytokine levels, so it actually blocks your insulin receptor in your skeletal muscle, because diabetes and obesity, I call diabesity, is a skeletal muscle disease caused by toxins like aspartame. And so if you drink and take aspartame in your food, or chewable gum and chewy bears, whatever, you're going to increase insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle, and the blood sugar backs up. And when your insulin rises to try to compensate, it pushes that excess calories into your fat cells. And then your fat cells, once you get a certain size, they divide, so you increase fat cell number. So there's two reasons. Increase insulin output, because it's insulinogenic. And number two, increase cytokine levels, which directly impinge on your muscles and make you pre-diabetic and obese. Because obesity and diabetes are basically two parts of the spectrum of the same disease, aren't they?
Yes. And the thing of it is, they look at study after study. Sharon Fowler, I called her in 2005 because she had done such a long, that was a human study showing that aspartame causes obesity. And many times I have called the researchers because I'll see them put out studies, and then it'll say, you know, it shows that it causes you to gain weight, and we wonder why. And a lot of them don't even know. And it's interesting, another thing that people do not realize, they'll say, hey, do you know what? When they do studies, they use so much aspartame. That's why they got these problems.
Right.
I'd like to read you what the Ramazzini study says here. It's kind of short. But it says here, our study has shown that aspartame is a multipotential carcinogenic compound whose carcinogenic effects are also evident at a daily dose, and listen to this, of only 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, notably less than the current acceptable daily intake for humans, the author's right. Currently, the acceptable daily intake for humans is set at 50 milligrams in the U.S. and 40 in Europe.
Now, how much is that in terms of sodas a day? How many sodas a day would that be?
I think that it says that it actually is about 15. I believe it says later in this article. The thing of it is, even Dr. Walton, and Dr. Walton, you know, here he is a psychiatrist, and he knows people get all kinds of depression for all kinds of reasons. Well, then they come in and they start using aspartame, which depletes serotonin up to 74%, as it says on the last study done on neurotransmitters and having to do with aspartame. So he uses, nowhere near the maximum daily intake. And they had to stop the study because the people, they were divided into two groups. One of them were people that were normal. They were not depressed. They just took part in the study. It were people that already had depression before they used aspartame. One of the people in that study was the administrator of the institution, and he lost his vision in one eye after he got a retinal detachment from that methanol converting to formaldehyde, you know, in the eye. And somebody else had conjunctival bleeding, but the group, Dr. Walton says, that were already depressed and used aspartame on top of it, said they were being poisoned. And when that happened, the man went blind in one eye, they had to stop the study. But these were small amounts. I mean, I'm reading directly from the Ramazzini study here, that even at that small amount of 20 milligrams per kilogram, so it doesn't matter how much it is.
Yeah, in other words, if you're drinking a couple of sodas a day, you're going to get damaged. And the problem is, it's like I call GIGO. If your body is able to detoxify or reverse the toxic effects of it, but aspartame is not easy to reverse. It deteriorates from formaldehyde that binds the proteins in your body and literally embalms your rate de novo while you're walking there, standing there with a heartbeat. And these things are also neurotoxic. They're toxic to neurotransmitters in your brain, brain function, and your stem cells. So every disease you can imagine is accelerated by aspartame, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, and some of the cases that we've had, I mean, you take somebody like back during when I lectured for the World Environmental Conference and they were trying to make it out as a hoax, I was getting calls every 2 minutes from all over the world, and the cases were incredible. And this woman, you know, her daughter kept saying, "Oh, mother, let me drink Diet Coke." They drink it in school. In any event, she says, "Okay, I'll give you this Diet Coke." And she had it before she went to bed, which is the worst time. And she never woke up the next day. We got in all these SID cases that were, you know, where they went to the doctor. And the doctor doesn't realize aspartame is in so many of these pediatric products. And then they go to the store and they get cough syrup, pediatric cough syrup or pediatric Benadryl, whatever it is. And then they take that on top of that on their little brain, and they don't wake up the next day. So you can Google artificially sweetened horror story and read one of those cases of SIDS. But it's happening just everywhere with such small amounts of aspartame.
Right. Yeah, and you don't need very much. And what people need to understand is that a lot of people will say, well, those studies, of course, the drug companies put this out in the soda companies, that, oh, well, that's only with high dosages in mice. Not true. Not true at all, is it?
No, it is not true.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
The emergency foods is the recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Betty Martini, and your website address is in letters. How is it spelled again, Betty?
Which,
your website.
The website, www.nutrimedical.com. MPWHI.com, and if you can't remember it, it stands for Mission Possible World Health International. And if you print out the aspartame resource guide, it'll give you all the names you need that are aspartame's cause. It'll give you a list of the books. It'll give you the history of how this poison got on the market. And that'll give you enough to give you a physician for him to understand.
Right. Well, most people don't, and or they'll play it down. I've talked to two young people recently who think, oh, well, I don't drink enough of that to cause damage. I think you're an idiot. And you're these are what I call Google geniuses. They think the studies are only pushed by the drug companies on high doses given to mice in massive dosages. No, it's not. These are moderate dosages given to people that drink an aspartame with meal. Let me just make a little play on a word picture here. The movie that came out, Avengers Endgame, their guy Thanos is the kind of destroyer of worlds. He wants to destroy tens of millions of worlds with trillions of beings on them, human and non-human, to bring the world back into balance. And if you actually look at the end game that's going on here, where it's the Green New Deal, to be honest with you, the globalists are behind this. They're behind the FDA. They're behind glyphosate. They're behind scalar radiation with smart meters. They're behind the population losing IQ and becoming more sterile. They're actually doing the end game. What this movie talked about, where Thanos flicks his fingers after he gets the Infinity Stones, I'm going to make a play that the Infinity Stones should be renamed Aspartame, Splenda, Adventame, etc. Each of these stones are not like a time stone or soul stone. These are stones that are destroying the biology of humans, sterilizing the choroid plexus in your brain and your testicles and your ovaries. And they're reducing human IQ as well. They're making people more passive and more willing to act like, you know, animals in a cybernetic cage, with things like, for example, Alexa that monitors all your calls. If you actually go to Drudge even today, you can see that here's this kind of the spooky look on the part of Jeff Bezos. He's got his eyes popping. Washington Post, Alexa, eavesdropping on you this whole time. You have to understand, aspartame is just part of the whole, let's sterilize you, dumb you down, and destroy your biology and shorten your lifespan. And I'm working along with many other doctor colleagues on stem cell and regenerative epigenetic technologies. We're at the threshold of making human beings not age anymore. Within 5 to 20 years, probably less than that, some of the technologies I already have, like epigenetic frequency treatment, my Red Deer Velvet, DR, etc. And the problem is, though, if you're pouring toxins in your body, you're not going to live longer. You're going to live shorter, miserable, and die sick, dumbed down, and with cancer and autoimmune disease and very bad allergies. For example, you mentioned that these products make people's allergies worse. They make their autoimmune disease worse. They make their diabetes worse. I mean, a lot of diabetics drink diet drinks thinking it's going to help them. It actually makes their condition worse, doesn't it?
Well, it precipitates diabetes, but it also simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve from the methanol, and they think, oh, well, they're diabetic. That's why they've got eye problems. And then it causes them to go in convulsions. It interacts with insulin. I mean, if you want to kill a diabetic, just give them aspartame, because that's, you know, the methanol is going to make them lose their limbs. What doesn't it do to the diabetic? And who is it that pushes it? The American Diabetes Association and anyone that's involved, you know, if it's obesity and it's diabetes,
well,
they're pushing
why
it.
Why does the Diabetic Association push something like this? Now, most of the diabetic drugs have several bad effects. And number one, you want to lower insulin resistance. You don't want to just increase insulin output. Like, I don't mind something as simple as something like glucophage, but most of the diabetic drugs are not safe. And you're better off to try to increase your insulin sensitivity of your muscles, reduce cytokine levels, which, by the way, are increased by things like aspartame. So aspartame increases not only insulin output, but also increases cytokine to actually makes your muscles not responding to blood sugar anymore. So it drives you into diabetes. It makes things worse. And by the way, it's not a pancreatic disease. Pancreas is working overtime trying to catch up. But if your insulin resistance is 5 times normal and your insulin output is 3 times normal, your blood sugar is off into orbit because you can't produce enough insulin to counteract the insulin resistance. So this is a really bad situation. The whole society is becoming obese, diabetic, and developing heart disease and heart failure and dementia. All of these things are clustered around the same basic underlying process, aren't they?
Yes, and let me give you an experience just to show you, if we could just get people off of them. One of the things that Mission Possible does is to get out among the people and try to get them off of it. And like when we were talking about the American Diabetes Association, you know, that Dr. Roberts, who's passed on now, was a diabetic specialist, and he was with the American Diabetes Association 35 years, and they wouldn't even publish his papers, and he just got mad one day and quit. But one of the things that we do, we would go to their walks, and you see them walking with these shirts that say Equal on it, and we came in with yellow roses. We did it in memory of someone who had died, and we had sympathy cards with black lace. And the American Diabetes Association thought those roses were for them. And when they saw that we were distributing Dr. Roberts' paper on aspartame and diabetes, they called the police. And when the police came, of course, it was a public park. They couldn't do anything anyway. But the policeman actually read Dr. Roberts' paper on what it does to the diabetic. And when he did, he got so upset that, and the press was there, as he walked into the American Diabetes where the people were, he says, "I want to tell you something. You leave these people alone. You let them do their work. They're trying to save the lives, and you're pushing people to use this poison, and you don't you say a word to them." Well, it was interesting that one of the local newspapers called me a few weeks later and said, "Whatever happened to that?" We were there. And I said, "Well, the interesting thing was that all of a sudden I started getting all these calls from people that were in the park at the time, and they said, 'You know what? I'm diabetic. I got off of it, and the doctor says I'm not diabetic anymore, that it was the aspartame, obviously, raising my blood sugar.' And, of course, now there's been a study showing that aspartame does raise fasting blood sugar." And some of the people...
What about alternative sweeteners? They don't raise blood sugar, like, what they call, just like sugar, I think, which is an orange peel extract.
Just like sugar is perfect because of the fact that it's made with chicory, which has been used for over 70 years to improve the health of diabetics.
And stevia is good, too, isn't it?
Yes. Once in a while, it will cause hypoglycemia, according to Dr. Blaylock. But if it's just plain stevia, it's pretty much okay. It's a plant. But the thing of it is, in Brazil, they add aspartame to it. So if you're going to use stevia, you've got to look at the label. It's so hard to get people to read the label and make sure there's nothing in there that interacts. And that's what I wish I could get doctors to do today. They're starting to put aspartame in most of the generic drugs. And you take somebody like me, I've been doing this for 29 years, you know good and well that I would never, ever knowingly use aspartame. And yet I was in the hospital, and they gave me a drug and one that had aspartame in it, and I stopped breathing.
Right.
So that was the first time I knowingly
didn't know, because that drug,
I think, didn't it?
That was a chewable pill, wasn't it?
I don't think it was at the time. They gave
that's
me
one of the sneakiest
things.
Ways. That's one of the sneaky ways they do now, is they're converting regular pills. If it's chewable, they add aspartame to it to make it sweeter.
Yeah, like Pep said, why would you ever do that? You got a little pill, you pop in your mouth and take a sip of water. Why do you need a sweetener? And they have no excuse, so they do exactly what you said. They make it chewable or they make it liquid and say, "Well, we had to sweeten it." That's their new excuse.
Right.
But... you know, it is, but it's in so many things, and I happen to have an FDA alert, so a Google alert, so every time that they approve something new, like they approved a new leukemia drug, because, you know, the Ramazzini studies and the Harvard study showed that aspartame causes leukemia, so now they're making new leukemia drugs. Well, what do you think's in it? Aspartame.
Wow.
And it's You know, and it's so criminal. It's past criminal. It's demonic. That they would do
but you have
thing.
To understand that this is purposeful. It's not by accident this is happening, isn't it?
And that's well, to show you just how purposeful it is, why would any human being on this earth that worked for the FDA seal the teratology studies, the birth defect studies, when it showed neural tube defects and spina bifida, which is one of them, and cleft palate. Now, all these terrible birth defects pregnant women would not know to avoid it. I mean, right. You go into a restaurant and it says pregnant women don't drink alcohol, and they're drinking.
You know,
methanol.
These people have the biochemical and toxicological knowledge to know that this is dangerous. So you have to say, okay, what's the agenda? Now, I'm going to be a little bit, I'm exaggerating here, but just to get a point across by, you know, by the apostrophe here. What if we had an alien species on another world and wanted to make the destruction of the human race a form of entertainment, like, you know, the Truman Show? And what if, as it degraded our biology, they could actually have it recorded so beings in other worlds can watch the entertainment of us becoming dumber, stupider, more passive, and more sterile, and more willing to put up with crap from our overlords, while they reduce the population eventually, prevent us from even being able to reproduce? You have to understand there's an agenda here that transcends normal greed, isn't there? There's an agenda that transcends just normal human evil. That is not, that's what it says in the Bible, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil in high places. This is a form of evil that's hard for people to understand, so they think, well, you're a conspiracy theory, Deagle. No. When you have directors of the FDA saying, you know, yeah, we have to reduce the population and sterilize people and make them sick and shorten their lifespan, this is disgusting. And these are people in positions of power, aren't they?
Yes, and when you think of some of the things they're doing, I mean, it's even hard for me to imagine a human being would agree to do an abortion at, you know, at 9 months when babies that fit in your hand have survived. There was just one in the newspaper about it. And these babies are born alive, and that is absolutely, emphatically murder. Then you know that that it's demonic. Human beings cannot think that murder is okay. It's beyond anything I've ever seen growing up. All of a sudden, you know, from every angle, you know, they're warning everything that's bad. And my husband, of course, you know, is a minister. We're Jehovah's Witnesses. But I'm always telling him, you know, how could it get any worse? And he said, it's going to get worse. And
yeah,
it
yeah.
does. You know,
I think what people don't understand that one of the things I noticed about the churches, and this is just a general thing, it's not just the Christian church, it's the Jewish church, it's the Catholic church. They don't want to talk about the fact that God puts a number of scriptures in both the Old and New Testament that makes it very clear that there's some very bad things coming up at the time of the end. We're not going to be near the time of the end, we are in the beginning of the end. When you see these things happening, like the combination of the toxic food, genetically modified food, the Matrix, literally, you know, the movie The Matrix, happening with Facebook
yes.
and Twitter. When you see all these toxic radiation things on top of the toxic food and demineralized soil, we talked about this last hour with Drew from ProMag about the demineralization of our food. This is not by chance, people. These people are not uninformed. They're purposeful trying to do this. And people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not. I'm not exaggerating. It's that bad that a level of evil is happening. And that's why the big media like Zuckerberg is banning people like Alex. No, Alex has a right to say his things, even if they're wrong. Let somebody dialogue with him and prove him right or wrong or not. But what I see happening is they want to silence us because they don't want us to raise issues that prove that they're actually mass murderers and eugenicists, aren't they? Back in a moment.
Yes, they.
Mass murderers, right? Properties
of yes, we're off the air, right?
Yeah,
because
we are for
I sent you.
Respond appropriately to
There, I sent you the letter that Felicity sent me. I didn't realize they had already killed, I thought it was 77, they've already killed 102 alternative medicine doctors in the U.S., 102.
Do you know why they don't kill Dr. Deagle?
Why?
Because I'm the nastiest piece of human flesh on the planet, and the dark side tried to recruit me. And if someone tried to cross me, they would wish the devil himself was after them rather than Deagle. A good thing I'm saved by...
Your health was Oat Toxic Polypharmacy. That's NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Maker, an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with Oat Toxic Polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutraMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutraMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutraMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutraMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh, well, I guess we're gonna find out.
fire inside your body is aspartame and genetically modified food. Betty, you mentioned a quote here just as you're coming out of break. That God said he put a rainbow in the sky. He would nevermore destroy the earth with flood. But he didn't say he wouldn't destroy it with fire. And the fire inside your cells is aspartame, adventame, genetically modified food, soil that's depleted of the Sabbath, which is minerals in your soil that allow you to turn on your genes. So the destruction by fire is coming, isn't it? And it's not just nuclear fire from a nuclear weapon. It's the fire inside your cells from toxic food.
Well, it says the angels are holding back the winds of war, and that's how close we are. That's the only reason we're still here, and that Armageddon, you know, is not next Tuesday. I believe the fingerprint of God is on every page.
Let me give you some fingers. I believe that our maybe one of our last, or maybe the last president we have is President Trump, and I believe Trump will get reelected. Not that he's perfect, because he's got a lot of globalists around that are doing some things I don't agree with. But the man is pro-life. He's pro-American. He's pro-business. He's pro-control of the border. And he's scaring the hell out of the Chinese and communists and the globalists, both on the left and right. And what I think is going to happen is this. His son-in-law, Jared, after Ramadan on June 5th, is going to declare the peace accord in the Middle East. He set up the USMC with Mexico and Canada, which is much better than the NAFTA agreement for in terms of trade. But where I see things going is the world is moving very quickly toward the matrix. When you see the big tech companies are worth hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. Like, look at Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, or at least the Western world. Maybe not the oil guys over in Saudi Arabia. But what we're seeing on right now is that the tech companies, the pharmaceutical companies, the food companies are all tied together in a cabal to destroy our biology. Why would they charge you more for toxic food where, for example, the chicken are fed aspartame-laced feed, so there's arsenic in the feed for the chicken. Why would they give you drinks that they've known for research for 40-plus years that the aspartame sterilizes you, dumps you down, causes autoimmune disease, and actually embalms your tissue? This is not open to discussion. The Rumsfeld disease, I call it, was, I'm sure, a box of aspartame-laced jelly beans. It was one of the final things that caused Ronald Reagan to decay into Alzheimer's disease and eventually die. He even got cancer. You know that, right? Ronnie Reagan got cancer. And I'm sure a lot of people are getting cancer nowadays. It's because of the toxic food they eat, including aspartame. Or they develop tinnitus, organic brain damage, depression, addictive behaviors, including addiction to fentanyl, which is a carfentanil from China. All these things have a genesis in...
And, you know, recently a doctor called me, a cancer doctor from out west, and I said something about the brain tumors. He said, brain tumors, yes, they're epidemic, but he said the most epidemic thing he's seeing is testicular tumors. I mean, it is every kind of cancer, but I've heard that for years about the testicular tumors. It's one of the way that you can get men off of it when they find out that, you know, it causes male sexual dysfunction and it ruins female response. And if they're not addicted, you know, it's just that the story of aspartame is that it causes so many things that could cause death that, you know, people that are sane, you wouldn't think would ever try it if they just researched it. And the last study, when you're talking about the downfall of humanity, you remember this last study about the transmitters, and it says in this article, as the study shows, aspartame may be contributing to the downfall of human civilization by altering the brains of human beings, turning them into cognitively impaired, chemically altered organisms incapable of rational behavior. And that's exactly what you're seeing in the world today. And
right.
It's coming from aspartame.
Right.
And, you know, and you mix all the rest of the poisons together, then the human race just doesn't have a chance.
Well, I think it's all designed by that. I mean, you know, I deal with other shows where I talk about the top-down control system, which is Luciferic. I mean, Second Thessalonians says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I think we should change the director of the FDA from the FDA director to the FDA director, his name should be Director Thanos. How's that? Flick his fingers and another toxic aspartame-like molecule is released in your foods as a super sweetener that will embalm your brain, kill your fertility, and cause you to die prematurely of cancer or dementia or brain cancer.
Yeah, but you know, like storage, people can't even think clearly when you talk to them. Just as I was talking to a woman about it breaks down to a brain tumor agent. She said, I had a brain tumor. I said, see there? She said, everybody has a brain tumor. And that's the way people
are thinking. Is she a comedian? Everybody has a brain tumor. And she's still giving it to all of her. She's a hairdresser, and she's giving it to all of her people. Hey, have your brain tumor, too. Well, I do your hair with a toxic. By the way, she's probably using toxic chemicals for hair rather than something like out of Australia that's non-toxic. So at the same time, hey, while I'm putting toxic crap on your head, have your toxins in your drink, and before you know it, you'll have your brain tumor, too, just like me.
You know, it's interesting. She's not my hairdresser, but an article came out just yesterday.
Right.
It may still be on Google about aspartame and alopecia. That is even making your hair fall out.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because it's going to cause demineralization. Demineralization causes gene silencing. Gene silences turns off your proteins and enzymes. So it doesn't surprise me. It's like, what's the big surprise here? Right?
I know, of course, you know, Dr. Bowen told me it only took 6 weeks to turn his black hair to gray. And he said, when you damage the mitochondria, you're going to age. You would think women would think about that. And then you see all these young people getting old diseases, like Michael Fox says, I'm 30 years old. How do I get an old man's disease like Parkinson's? So you see the huge horrors that aspartame causes.
Well, you get old before your time, and the problem is maybe that's what they want. I mean, you know, ideally, you know, it says in the Bible that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, I shall send a famine, not of bread and water, but of the Word. And, you know, certainly no famine of aspartame. But the Word is not just the Bible. It's the walking Word, which is people who have wisdom, biblical wisdom from the Most High God, because they've lived life, they've made mistakes, they've repented, they've read the Bible, they prayed, and that God's inspired them. And what I see happening is that is primarily in people in their middle years and their elderly years that should have their cognitive function still about them, but they don't.
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more young people that aren't nearly as smart as me. I'm thinking, I'm 67, and I feel like I'm maintaining pretty good mental function, but I mean, I did a lot of really cool things when I was younger. I mean, in high school, I memorized pi to 300 places behind the decimal and the log tables. I could do calculations in my head faster than if you had a calculator with your finger on the buttons. So I can't do that now. If I practice, I probably could start doing it after a year or two. But what people have to understand is young people are not as smart as they used to be. They're not.
No, they're not, and they're saying absurd things. You just can't believe this is coming out of a human mouth, some of the things that people are saying. And it's like this study has shown. And my goodness, it showed that it caused serotonin to be depleted as much as 74%. I mean, and you wonder, you know, how people are still standing. But
I think we have some cockroach genes in us, and we're a distant relative of cockroaches, so it's hard to kill us.
Is that it? Okay.
They didn't have figured out. You know, hey, what? We're distant relatives of cockroaches, so hard to kill us. You know, we're a pest on the planet. You know.
Well, I want to remind your listeners one thing I think that is very important, because whenever you see all these articles, they don't often mention all these different drugs that have aspartame in them. And one man wrote, and he said that he has epilepsy, and it's hard to find an anti-seizure medication that doesn't have aspartame in it. So I have now written up a hospital report, and it's on a blue button on my website that you can sign, and then it's got the entire chapter from Dr. Roberts' medical text, Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic, on drug interaction. So when they see that it is written by a medical doctor, that makes that hospital responsible, that they have got to check and see that they're not giving you a drug with aspartame, because they're certainly giving out Diet Cokes in the hospital. And, you know, they're getting so many different foods that have aspartame
in them
as well.
Places. I mean, it's like when you give people, let's say you got somebody 68 years or 69 or 70 years of age, and they're on 12 drugs. Maybe they needed two of those drugs, and they couldn't get a natural supplement to alternate. You know, they needed, something like, you know, ACE inhibitor. But to be honest with you, most drugs are used inappropriately, excessively, and the body can't detox them. And then when you throw something that interferes with your detox pathways like aspartame, those drug levels rise even higher, and the body can't cope with it. So what I see happening is people are getting sicker, faster, longer, and the medical system, if they're giving aspartame in the hospital, that's great for business. You're going to get return business because they're going to come back with a cardiac induction problem or tachyarrhythmia, cancer, yeah, diabetes, amputations, dementia, sentinel macular changes. It's great for business. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, Dr. Roberts, when he was discussing all the heart disease it's causing, he said, look, it causes an irregular heart rhythm, but it interacts with all cardiac medication, damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. And look at how heart disease, how epidemic it is. And every time they give them a drug, and if they're on aspartame, it's going to interact. It's causing AFib like crazy. And I just finally got somebody off of it the other day. It's been on it for years. And, I asked why she wasn't going to Australia with her family. She was off of it a week, and her daughter says, oh, she's got AFib. I said, well, she's been using aspartame. Of course, she got AFib. And she was in the hospital with something similar to a stroke. It affected her brain. They have so many different things,
And by the way, as soon as you get an AFib, you're going to be put on Xarelto, Eliquis, or some other blood-thinning agent that's going to be dangerous as hell. You're going to feel like awful. Everywhere you bump yourself, you're going to bleed. I mean, it's just an insanity. It's like they chase. It's almost like, remember that song that I remember where I saw a woman who swallowed a fly? I don't know why. And then, remember, she ate another thing to swallow, to get the fly that went inside down her throat. And eventually, it said she ate a horse, and of course, she died, of course. Remember that song?
I was in the doctor's office, and I wasn't my doctor. I mean, I was talking to another doctor, and he was talking to a patient. He says, I don't know why Cuban doesn't work. And so I said, excuse me, doctor, but if you would just get the medical text, you'll find that if they're all on aspartame, Coumadin will not work at all, period. Neither will any seizure medication. And a neurologist here, Dr. Sanchez, told me he used every anti-seizure medication in the PDR, and not one of them worked. And then he found out the woman was, drinking Diet Coke all day. And so he finally got her off of it, but she went crazy. He said he put her in a mental hospital after 2 weeks. No more seizures, no more mental problems. But he said that nothing worked. He put her in the hospital. He said he tried all of them. And, and doctors have told me that it's horrible that this has been kept from them, that it's tied their hands.
Well, doctors are also stuck on protocols, and if they step out of line and don't do the standard care, they're in trouble, whether they're in hospital or emergency department. They have these protocols, which I think literally are increasing stress on health providers and making them want to quit. Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Again, don't drink aspartame unless you want that 10% coupon to reduce your bombing charges.